This is Mr. Gorbunos, who is Speaker of the Sejma, of the Parliament of the Republic of Latvia. He's speaking before the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe. Honourable Mr. President, honourable deputies, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honour for me to represent Latvia on a day which is decisive for the future of our nation. Today, by your vote, you have recognised that in the renewal of its democracy, Latvia has reached a stage at which it is eligible to take its place among you in this Assembly, a forum which, apart from witnessing many changes in Europe, has participated in promoting them. Today it is worth remembering that as early as the 1960s, the resolutions of the Council of Europe strongly condemned the unlawful protocols of the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, the military occupation of the Baltic states, and their violent incorporation into the USSR. In doing so, the Council of Europe expressed concern about deportation, forced migration, and real threats of assimilation of the Latvian and Estonian nations. The logical and consistent continuation of that political stance is the support of the Council of Europe in promoting the withdrawal of foreign troops from Latvia and an understanding of the complicated situation in Latvia created by irreversible demographic changes which took place against the will of its citizens. By voting for Latvia's accession to the Council of Europe, the Assembly deputies have taken into account not only the compliance of Latvia's laws with European standards, but the active cooperation between Latvia and the Council of Europe. Latvia has made use of special guest status as a special probation status. Likewise, the joint work on harmonisation of Latvia's laws could not even have been imagined without the deep understanding of the situation in Latvia, concern and political support extended to us by the high officials, deputies and experts of the Council of Europe. Honourable deputies, I fully agree with your President's words during his visit to Latvia. He said that what the Latvian Parliament had accomplished by observing the recommendations of European international organisations had first and foremost benefited Latvia itself. The best reward for those joint efforts is internal political stability in Latvia. It cannot be denied that the major problem in Latvia is not ethnic minorities, but former USSR citizens who are not Republic of Latvia citizens and could not be so because they arrived in Latvia as Soviet citizens after Latvia had lost its independence in 1940. The status of that part of Latvia's population will be regulated by the law which has been worked out in cooperation with the Council of Europe experts and has been adopted on second reading by the Republic of Latvia Parliament. The adoption of that law will remove fears among that part of the population by defining their economic and social rights and the right freely to leave and return to Latvia. Domestic stability demands that the body of citizens should undergo a slow and gradual change, thereby allowing non-citizens fully to integrate themselves into Latvian society. That makes the changes less drastic, ensures the safety of the Latvian language, and allows the body of citizens to be increased by loyal and responsible applicants. Likewise, it is essential that non-citizens of other nationalities, in their turn, are convinced that there is no danger to their national identity and that their prospects for acquiring Latvian citizenship are good in terms of time and criteria. These conditions are met, to a certain extent, by the citizenship law adopted by the Parliament, our Parliament, in whose drafting the Council of Europe experts rendered great assistance. However, it would not be true to assert that this law meets the expectations of everyone in Latvia.